I'm Natasha Renault, and joining me now is Captain Mickey Breed, the organiser for AMS Athletics Championships, which is happening at the Royal Military Academy in Sandhurst. So just tell us, what's happening today?
We've got the AMS Athletics Championships today, and we have units representative from all over Britain, and we've actually got teams from Germany as well coming together, 17 teams in total, which is our best turnout in the time I've been doing this, and they will be taking part to find out the individual and team champions for athletics in the AMS.
Wow, you say 17 teams, so how many people is that?
There'll be about 400 people here taking part, and obviously today, Thursday, is the heats, with tomorrow, Friday, the finals, so we have the best six from each event going off tomorrow, so it's a very busy day today to get us down to those six people, but we have maximum participation and all levels and all standards.
Which units do you think will do well?
Usually the big main medical regiments do very well. However, last year, one of the defence medical groups finished second. That's the one from Frimley Park, fairly local to here. They did very well. And considering the amount of people they've got in their units, they challenged the big units for it. So there's never a unit, because people obviously move around, that we can say a favourite. So it's always interesting to see the winning unit at the end of it.
And are there any particular athletes as individuals that we should be looking out for?
Well, we've got a number of Army champions from the recent Army Championships, so they will obviously be favourites in their event. But interestingly, we've got a number of girls that had good close races in the Army Championships, coming first and second. So it'll be interesting to see how they've responded to training in the weeks that they have been between that match and this match.
As you mentioned, you've got teams from the UK, you've got teams from Germany. It must be nice to have a get-together as well.
It is. I mean, this is a social occasion for some of the guys as well, because they'll be meeting people they either joined up with, officers and soldiers, and haven't seen for quite some time. So this also precludes the RAMC's core day as well. So we have lots and lots of people here. We also have the command here. We have lots of COs. We have lots of full colonels all turning up to watch their athletes. And it's a great day, and everybody gets to mix. And as you know, sport is a great way of team building. So there's other things just other than the competition itself that matters on these next 2 days.
So how important is it to have this event each year?
I think it's massively important, because it's also where we issue the colours to those individuals from all the sports in the AMS calendar who've done well and excelled. And so we get an opportunity to thank them in front of the 400 or 500 people that are here, including people watching and officials. So this provides an area where we can celebrate sport in the AMS for this year and celebrate those people that have done really well in their careers, not just this year.
What happens to the winners of the competition? What's next for them?
Well, they will be selected by the management team to represent the AMS in the Army Championships. But most importantly, what we're looking for is not just the ones that win, but we're looking for good athletes who are up and coming, because we need to sustain the ability that we've got in the AMS to be competitive in the Army Championships and beyond. We do have a number of international athletes, believe it or not, in the AMS. Recently in the Army Championships, our girls won very convincingly in the female area, and our guys did very well, considering we had a lot of guys missing.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a jam-packed 2 days, that's for sure. Formed are hosting the event.
Yes, that's it. They've been doing it for a number of years now, and like all units, they're very busy, but they really pull out all stops. Lieutenant Colonel Wright and his staff have been stalwarts of the AMS Athletics for a number of years. And we really couldn't do it without those guys. We also need to thank the RMAS for allowing us to come here again, and their staff for allowing us to use their facilities. And we have a number of PT Corps guys that turn up just to help us out, to make our competition a very good standard competition that rivals the service standard competitions and the inter-services for its ability.
Good luck in the competition, and good luck to all of those who are taking part. Hope it goes well and that the rain stays off for the next 2 days. But thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.